as well as producing some school shows. So Garth has presented before in Bloomington quite a few times, in fact, I think. And so without further ado, Garth.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. First, I'd like to make a survey. Everybody got the pieces of paper. You circled the songs that you recognize. I'd like you to count them. I should have said that before as well. If you could count them, and then in about 10 seconds, I will take Margaret is in a special category. So you probably have counted them by now, the ones that you know. Just raise your hand if you have more than five. More than five. Oh, that's a good number. Okay, more than 10. Nobody's left with more than 10 except for Margaret. Okay, who has more than six? Hi, more than seven. Keep your hands up. More than eight. Okay, besides Margaret, we have a winner. How many did you have?
Nine.
Very good. I did this. You will get a prize later. Remind me. A prize from Japan. And Margaret, you get one too. These songs listed here, 31 songs I do believe, is the total number of Bamforth color song postcard sets. With the great help of Richard Krangle, providing some of the information he had and providing scans of the one title that I have not found yet. I have a complete collection of the cards, and so I first came to song slides, song postcards about 5 years ago. I read Richard Altman's book on silent film sound, and there was something in it about there was a chapter on illustrated song slides. I had never heard of it, and it kept saying the Marnan collection, Marnan collection. And I ferreted here and there, and I found the Marnan collection, and I was very graciously accepted to come and visit the fabulous collection. We've become very good friends ever since, and this is my second convention here, and I'm very happy to be a part of it. And I have a ton of slides, so we're going to go to breakneck pace. These slides are postcards, and then partway through there, I'll show some slides that are the same of the postcards as the postcards. Most of my postcards that I own are the Bamforth ones and other English ones. As far as finding postcards on eBay from the American slides, which this is one, they're few and far between. I'm guessing that the American postcard publishers didn't publish as many postcards, but they did tons of slides. So first, let's see if we go. Postcards are fun. Slides only don't have personal messages on them. That's one of the reasons I like postcards. This is a whole group of different styles and kinds of song postcards. Here's a good Irish one. Some of these were redone as color versions. These are various makers. Here's a nice color one, When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, by a company called Valentine's. Here's a Bamforth that they did just one version. Here's My Irish Maid. I didn't do a very good scanning job on that. My Irish Molly O, which I sung 2 years ago, one of my favorite songs. They didn't do a color version of that, but the black and white is very nice, and different single ones. Tux Postcard Company did a series of just one or two lines from a song, which are very nice. Here we have Killarney, another Killarney. Mother McCree, probably several of you recognize that song. Is Your Mother at Home? Off to Philadelphia. Oh, are we going more? Rory O'Moore. That's another very famous one that I'm sure many of you knew. Here's just a couple of ones. This is a set of four for the song Shamrock, American set by, I think it's DeWitt Wheeler, is that right? Yeah. And advertising for Nora Malone, Pick Up the Phone. Yes.
Louder.
Yes, here. Hello, hello. I'll get a little closer and speak louder. Thank you. Thank you. Nora Malone. And Rosie. This is another good, fun one. Now we're coming to the list of the 31 Bamforth color, and I divided it into three sections. This is two of the sections put into one. I looked at the 31 songs in terms of whether they were well known or not, and I've been looking into these Irish songs for some years, so how often how many singers covered them and all that kind of thing, and also as to the date. So my first group is the classic Irish songs that are known quite largely, even known today. First one, Come Back to Erin. Can we hear the first CD clip? This was covered by many, many different people. This is a guy named Orville Harold, who I'm not very familiar with, but you'll recognize the tune. How many of you know this song? All right. Or sometimes did two or three sets of the same song. Okay, you can go ahead and cut this one. All right, we'll go right to the next CD, next track. Not only covered 100 years ago, but more recently. This track is from about 50 years ago, I think, or maybe 40. Track two, some of you may recognize the singer. Hi, who's the singer?
Elvis.
You got it, Elvis Presley. Hi, that's enough of Elvis. He's going to take up my time. Hi, Elvis Presley. I was very pleased to find him. Classic song, very beautiful song. Most of these 31 cards, I think about 25 of them, of the titles, are nostalgia. Let's go back. They're aimed at the immigrants or the nostalgia for people who've gone to America or England, having left in as a result of famine or and other things, but mostly starting with the famine in the 1840s, that they want to go back, or their sweetheart's still at home, or the girl is longing for the boy who has left. Here it seems that at least they're together, which is nice. Here's the emigrant. Mooning for his sweetheart who's back home without him. And we have two different versions of the Irish emigrant. Kathleen Mavourneen, another classic one. This one I was able to find. The UK Magic Lantern Society has a very nice database with a lot of slides up on it. And Kathleen Mavourneen, I was able to find, aha, it's exactly the same. The first one you see, this is the card and this is the slide. They did a little inset there, but it's a nice. And here we have the second card and the third card, and here's slide. I'm not sure what number slide it is, but you see it's the same picture. Postcard's in better shape, at least the resolution is very small. The actual slides are probably much better. I copied these with Richard Krangle's permission. He said, please share them with the here at the convention. Again, if they were made, for example, 1912, 1910, and then in 1915 they said, uh-oh, a war is going on, let's put this song out again and take some new pictures. So we have the soldier longing for his sweetheart, or in this one he's leaving. He's come to say goodbye, and she's sleeping. He's like pounding on the door. He's like, "Come on, wake up! I'm leaving." But she, I don't know. She doesn't want to see him, I suppose. She's too sad. Very few comic ones. There are tons of comic Irish songs, but Bamforth, for whatever reason, they weren't shy. As most of you probably know, Bamforth is most famous for later, after they got out of the photographic postcards of the saucy postcards, which were very much not shy. But Bamforth himself was very conservative and very religious, but he died around the turn of the century, and his sons took over, and they opened up a bit more, and there were a lot of comic postcards and with the same illustrated photographs. Rory O'Moore is one of the more comic ones, very sweet and very bouncy and fast. It's a good one. The famous one, My Wild Irish Rose, I think I sang this 3 years ago, and probably this is, how many people know My Wild Irish Rose? Probably easier to say who doesn't hear it. Well, if we have any time, I'm at 9:28 right now, so we're going to zip through. Thank you. I appreciate that. Here we have Killarney, another one of the famous ones. also two versions of this. This rare for Bamforth to do one sideways, instead of up and down, across. That's really good English. Little bit of heaven telling about how Ireland was made, and this is a very famous one that I'm sure everybody in the room knows. It's a long, long way to Tipperary. It's a long way to go. Goodbye Piccadilly, farewell Leicester Square. So this person's in London, and it became a marching song for the British troops. Even though the British people weren't Irish, it sort of became a theme song. Some of the Irish were British, even though they didn't want to be. Lots of sets. This is the set with the most different versions. There are five versions on your papers there, and there's a little parenthesis beside. If it says nothing, it means there's only one version of it. It says two or three or four or five, that many sets. This one seemed to be probably the most popular, or that they wanted to do different versions. Here's Mother McCree, very handsome young man, looking at his mother. I found it interesting in most of these postcards and others of the era that the mother looks older than the grandmother. I don't know if people aged more quickly there, or they, I don't know what, because this guy's mother was probably in her 40s, you know, if you average out people having kids in their 20s, but or maybe 50, but she looks a little older, and that's okay. There we are, and the classic When Irish Eyes Are Smiling. This looks like a later one, maybe from the between 1915 and 1920. And this nice suit there, but she has her traditional clothes. Not so classic, meaning not so well known anymore. You might recognize a couple of them. I'd like to sing a couple of them from here. So we'll go right into them. Astor, I tried to get an audio on there, but I didn't succeed. Another one of longing. Cheer up, Molly. I'm off to war. Don't worry about me. It's a very beautiful one, Connemara. Once in Connemara, by the quaint old village green, in an old log shanty sat a sweet blue-eyed Colleen. Since her darling Irish boy had left her lone, 'twould seem the sunshine bright had turned to night, and as in peat fire's gleam, his vision she could plainly see, she sighed as in a dream. Won't you come back to Connemara? I bought the sheet music for it, Come Back to Connemara. It arrived, it was a completely different song. So I found it again and wrote to the seller, and I said, could you please verify these are the lyrics, and said yes, so now I have two different copies by the same title. You can't copyright titles. But that's fun, I gained an extra song by that. All quite obscure. Dear Little Shamrock probably could go in the classic one, covered by a lot of people, John McCormick and other singers. I think even some of the three tenors sang it at some point. Dear Little Shamrock has a couple of versions. Here are another messages. Just a card to say I got back all right. I hope you are well. Just a card to say I arrived safely. The lifeboat has not returned yet. Trusting you are well. Just a card to let you know I got back safely. She obviously didn't have that newfangled contraption, the telephone, which most people didn't, of course. I hope you're feeling well. This is on the back of a series of, I don't know which card it is, but I think the card we just showed. Don't forget old Ireland. I judge partly the obscurity by how many hits I can get on Google when I'm looking for the sheet music. Some of them, the sheet music's everywhere, either for sale or free downloads from the Lilly Library or other places. There are three or four songs that I only finally found in the British Library, one copy, and if you go there, you can copy it for like £2. If you order it, it costs £30 per copy. I don't know what the discrepancy is, because the Bodleian Library in Oxford only charges about £4 for a copy, like three or four pages. But my friend Hamish in London has promised that he'll go down and make the last three copies that I'm missing to complete my collection of the sheet music for this, and I'll have to give him a little extra something. Don't forget old Ireland. Eileen Alana has three or four versions as well, but not a song that's known today. By the way, in the survey, I also did the survey that you just did, sent it out to random friends and people I thought might be in the know. The most was 12. Margaret, how many did you know? Did you know them all?
No.
How many did you count? Probably about 12. Okay, that's good. 12, a gentleman, an older gentleman in Northern Ireland. So that's, and my mother recognized 10, and she's from Dublin. For Killarney and you, again, beautiful scenes of nostalgia. Green Isle of Erin. I was going to do something with the Green Isle of Erin here. No, we'll skip on so we can get... Oh, there's my 15-minute ding. Okay, still doing good. I'll be back in Ireland. This is one of the one very obscure ones that I'm waiting for. What's nice about these and nice about seeing the slides that you find a slide in an attic or wherever that they haven't seen the light of day for such a long time, to be able to sing these and share these is giving them new breath in the 21st century, which I really like the theme of this conference, projecting the past into the future. And this is another very obscure one, Ireland and land of my birth. But the cards are rather common, so it must have been quite popular at the time. You see them now and then on eBay. Kitty of Coleraine, another one of the rare comic ones. The synopsis is she bumps into him, spills her milk, she's all upset. He kisses her, she's very happy, and within a week, all the maids are tripping and spilling their milk. So this also has a black and white version, so it was evidently quite a popular one, pretty much the same thing. But different actors, you know, it wasn't. Sometimes you could find the black and white one and then the same done, they just colorized it. The Land of Gramarkie. Here we go, it's time to sing one. Goodbye, Noreen, a very rare one. This is the only set that I don't have. Richard Krangle sent me a scan of it very kindly, and I managed to find the sheet music in an anthology, but without the words. So, but I had the words, so I put it together. And here's the three-card set. Here is She Jilted Him. It doesn't say why, but he left and he came back and she said, forget you. So here we have the first postcard, and here we have one of the slides, same, exactly the same. Second card, goodbye, Noreen, my hopes are fled. And there they are at the door. At least she's not slapping him. We are. The third card, which is split up, made by two different slides. Two different slides. Okay, here we are. And I thought we might try to sing this. Jenny, my friend Jenny, has never done this, and neither have I, so we're just going to try to sing it randomly. Goodbye, Noreen. Got a little light here. Are we okay here? Here we go. Do you remember, dear, when last we parted? I swore that, Noreen, that I'd return to you. I left the Isle of Erin broken-hearted, but bravely when you said that you'd be true. Goodbye, Noreen, my hopes are fled, my love's the same, though yours be dead. Though me you've spurned and scorned my name, for you, Noreen, my love's the same. And everybody's chance now, here we go. Goodbye, Noreen, my hopes are fled, my love's the same, though yours be dead. Though me you've spurned and scorned my name, though for you, Noreen, my love's the same. Right, give yourselves a big hand. And Jenny, good job. Hi. That's a lovely one. Probably sung for the first time in who knows. But there is the complete set on, it's either the UK site or the Lucerna Trier. I didn't put a link, but at the bottom of it mentions it. So it's, if you Google Trier Lucerna, they're kind of linked with the UK. Richard Krangle's name is all over both of them. A few more in the Peg of My Heart. This song came, it was a show, a play. It was a play, not even a musical, a play called Peg of My Heart, but very popular, and then somebody wrote a song after it about the title character, and it became a popular song. So usually it's the other way around, that songs coming from musicals or something, but this was a different one. Peg of My Heart. Sweet Maid of Erin's Isle, another obscure one, but there are two different sets of it, which is nice. With your beautiful dog. Missing her. I mean, I think she's off playing with other men there. That old-fashioned mother of mine. This is a very young mother, if you ask me. Oh, there she is. That was, I guess, in her days. Oh, we've seen that card before, haven't we? That was a completely different. I think it was Mother McCree, so recycling. Little Maid of Dreaming. She's dreaming of his old maid back home. Tip Top Tipperary Mary. I think probably picking up on the popularity of the Tipperary name. Top of the Morning, the third sort of comic courting one after the Coleraine and Rory O'Moore. Michael Carney, Full of Blarney, Bridget McHugh, and Irish Rose. I'm going to sing this one too in just a moment. We'll look at the cards. These cards are by Bamforth. By the kindness of Margaret Berg, I have scans of the slides. And so we're going to sing these in a minute after we go through these. And the last one in alphabetical order, your dear old dad was Irish. Your mother came from Wales. Your granddad was a Scotchman from the Bonnie Heelan Dales. So remember when you're fighting where foreign bullets whiz, you've got the blood in you to keep old England where she is. So he's a multi British Isles kind of guy. And his... There we go. No. Oh, here we go. Top of the Morning. Let's see what we can do with Top of the Morning. Michael Carney, full of blarney, Bridget McHugh and Irish Rose. Met one morning, oh, day was dawning, oh, this is the way the story goes. She said to him, let me pass upon my way. He said to her, won't you stay? Say, I'll not let you go till you kiss me, no. It's a fine the day. Top of the morning, Bridget McHugh, fresh as a shamrock, covered with dew. Sure, I'll walk 100 miles just to see one of your smiles and to peep into your eyes of Irish blue. That's true, Bridget, but darling, what will I do? My heart's a-thumping, thinking of you. When I gaze upon your charms, I could roll you in my arms. Sure as you're born, top of the morn, Bridget McHugh. Everybody, top of the morning, Bridget McHugh. Fresh as a shamrock, filled with dew. Whoa, sure I'd walk 100 miles just to see one of your smiles and to peep into your eyes of Irish blue. That's true, Bridget, my darling. What will I do? My heart's a-thumping, thinking of you. When I gazed upon your charms, I could roll you in my arms. Sure as you're born, top of the morn, Bridget McHugh. Sure as you're born, top of the morn, Bridget McHugh. Okay, we have... oh, good, we're doing good. Still another minute and 45 seconds before the sign. Where are we going now? Let's see what we got. Let's see what we have next. Ah, a blank slide. Aha! Here, we're already to bonus time. On the bottom of your sheet, you'll see it says missing. Where's that sheet? I had an extra one here. I noticed that Bamforth wasn't interested in Danny Boy, which was very popular at that time. Tooraloorala, Tooraloorala is not covered by them either, nor are comic stage Irish things, the Blarney Stone, Jaunting Car, but plenty of Blarney and Jaunting from that era in other kinds of postcards and so on. Just Bamforth either wasn't interested or didn't have the rights to those songs. I mentioned 2 years ago, it's interesting on the cards that they do mention the publisher, but the songwriters are never mentioned on the cards. So sometimes it takes a little searching for the obscure ones. Finally, I'd like to... The actual title of this was A Jaunt Through Ireland of 1908, and the 1908 comes from the Franco-British Exhibition. There was a model Irish village The Franco-British exhibition was held in from about May to October of 1908 in London, in an area called the White City. There were exhibitions from Australia, New Zealand, basically all the colonies and things connected with the UK and or England and France. And Ireland had their own corner, and the Ireland's was sponsored by McClinton's Shaving Soap and Cream, which is from Donamore in what is now... Oh, there's my five-minute bell to myself. How's that? Yeah, good. Is it good? At least from when I started. I think it's 2 minutes over the actual time. But there we are, McClinton's. Beautiful, beautiful logo there on one of their bills. Unfortunately, I don't own this, but that's okay. It's a nice copy. Ballymacclinton, the Irish were accorded the corner. Most of the other exhibitions, which I didn't bring pictures of, were very fancy, ornate palaces. But Ireland chose to show the old country, as it were. The guide and souvenir, I do own this, has some lovely painted versions of the postcards. I have some of the original postcards, and then in this guide, it's exactly the same scene, but it looks like they painted over the postcard, not just the color, but to make it look like a painting, which is, I found interesting. This is the post office. It was the first time a post office was set up at an exhibition rather than a real post office. So this post office was only open during the exhibition. More than 2 million people came to see the Irish exhibition, and lots of them bought postcards and sent them. And in my every few weeks, I would just Google Ballymacclinton to see what new would come up, and I found a song, "Take Me Back to Ballymacclinton," written by Scott McKenzie, who I know nothing about, but Henry E. Pether, I managed to find out, he wrote a lot of music in that time, the music for some films as well when he was older, and other things. Anyway, quite well-known person, so they got the cream of the crop, so to speak. They weren't able to get Gilbert and Sullivan, so... Somebody, that's not me. Anyway, so we're going to sing this song, "Take Me Back to Ballymacclinton." I've been corresponding with a woman in the village where the soap factory is. It doesn't exist anymore. It was closed in the 50s, but... The Colleens. There were 200 Colleens. You'll see many of them coming up in the slides. But 200 Colleens, and they sang, they prepared this song, and His Majesty, King Edward VII, was due to arrive, and they all stood at the entrance ready to sing, and his entourage came and didn't stop. They just rolled on by, and they were very disappointed. So here we are. Let's take me back. Has three verses, we'll only do the first one. At the end, she gets home, I think. Katie O'Connor and Patrick O'Moore years ago went from their own native shore, fresh fields of labor to find far away. Ireland's old trades were fast showing decay. There on an emigrant vessel they met, bound for New York and their living to get. Fortune soon favored their struggle in life. Patsy made Katie O'Connor his wife. The old folks back home had a letter each week. One day Kate said, "Patsy, a favor I seek. Take me back to Ballymacclinton, do, Patsy, do. Take me back to my native place and all I know so true. I long to see where I used to be and the dear old folks who were good to me. Take me back to Ballymacclinton, do, Patsy, do. Everybody, take me back to Ballymacclinton, do, Patsy, do. Take me back to my native place and all I love so true. I long to see where I used to be and the dear old folks who were good to me. Take me back McClinton do, Patsy do, do Patsy do. And that's all for me. I still have 15 seconds. Yay. Woo! Thank you very much. All right.